Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka police are looking for a possible gang connection to the stabbings of two people on California Street early this morning in Eureka. Police found two people outside a California Street apartment suffering stab wounds. 36-year-old Thomas Frank and 28-year-old Ruth Wortman of Fortuna were taken to St. Joseph Hospital, where they are in stable condition. The assault with a deadly weapon occurred in the 2900 block of California Street. Police have not named a suspect, but Detective Ron Harpam is saying that they are looking at the possibility of gang-related motivation. Humboldt County authorities are re-examining a 2-year-old missing persons case as the result of an SUV found in Freshwater Lagoon by fishermen. The sheriff's office is saying only that the body in the car has not been identified, but they're trying to link the car with a missing person case first reported in June of 2012, 2 years ago. Authorities believe the missing person disappeared on a route south of Crescent City. In June of 2012, authorities announced the search for a Grants Pass woman who was last seen in Elk Valley Casino in Crescent City. At the time, they identified her as high risk, meaning that she could be mentally impaired or the victim of foul play. Now authorities are saying they don't know the identity of the body in the SUV and will not until an autopsy is complete, but they've already said that the car appears to have been part of that 2-year-old cold case. Safe to say, no one sold cellulars by the seashore like Corky Cornwell. He rode tricycles and unnerved city officials with the oversized chicken statue on the steps of Redwood Coast Cellular downtown. Often he would sign off his own commercials by saying, "Hey, who writes this stuff?" Of course, he did, his voice cracking as he pronounced himself your leading wireless service provider. But all things change, and next week a new company is celebrating takeover of Redwood Coast Cellular. New Trend Wireless takes over the business, and a week from today they'll cut the ribbon on the downtown location, Corky Cornwell's home for the past decade. New Trend is part of a wireless network affiliated with Radio Shack. Corky Cornwell is out of the phone business and is hitting the road with his wife, Ann. Selling cellular phones is actually a second career for him. The Oric native got his professional start in the timber business. Hospice of Humboldt is building a new facility on Timber Fall Court in Eureka, and local contractors and businesses will do the majority of the work. The $9.5 million Ida Emerson Hospice House is expected to be completed in 2015, and local subcontractors have been awarded contracts of more than $6 million to build a facility. President Gay Miller said in a statement that the construction contracts are a boon to the economy. Hospice of Humboldt employs 81 staff members and 126 volunteers and provided end-of-care life to more than 600 people in 2013. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is retiring next month after serving the city in various capacities for over 3 decades. In addition to his stint as city manager, he joined the Arcata Police Department in 1982 and ascended the ranks to become chief in 2002. Mendoza made his final talk shop appearance on Tuesday and spoke about the changes Arcata has undergone since he became city manager, including the sales tax increase that brought in additional revenue.
I mean, it was just incredible having those extra officers. So you look at the plaza today, yeah, there's issues out there, but it's nowhere like it was before. And Redwood Park, we don't have the complaints. People are using it now. The citizens have taken back their parks, and just those things, Measure G has just made all the difference.
However, Mendoza added that the city still needs to balance its budget.
The revenue stream is very stable. We have a very diversified pie that most cities would be very jealous of. At least that's what our sales tax consultant tells us. The problem is the non-sustainable employee costs, the medical and health coverage and retirements, and they just haven't been able to be sustained. We can't sustain the increases in those costs from the modest increases in our revenues.
Randy Mendoza will officially retire on July 7th. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.